Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Interview on Raven Radio, KCAW, Sitka. I'm Catherine Rose, and right now I'm on the phone with City Administrator John Leach. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining me today. And, you know, on Sunday, you issued a strong advisory about sheltering in place for Sitkins. And I think some folks are kind of wanting to know what is shelter in place? Can you kind of flesh that out for us a little bit?
I can, and thank you for the question. It is a strong advisory, is I guess the best way to put this, to shelter in place and to just kind of limit your contact with other people in the community as much as possible to prevent the spread of any virus. Again, as of this recording and our conversation here, we still have no known cases in Sitka, but this is being done as an overabundance of caution. I would much rather apologize for doing too much than waiting till later down the road and having to apologize for not doing enough. So we are asking people to really look at what they have to leave their house for. And if they can stay indoors, stay indoors. We understand that people still need to get out and get exercise and get some fresh air, and that's okay. But we are asking people to just really take a look and see if they need to be out. And if they can stay indoors, please do so.
And the advisory mentioned grocery shopping as one, you know, obviously a necessity. What are your advisements around those sort of essential chores that you have to do?
I think essential chores are still okay. I mean, there are necessities that we all have. You know, we need groceries. We need fuel and oil for our vehicles. You know, we need to go to the pharmacies. We need medicines, vitamins. We need supplies. So those are the things that we would like to keep running, but we'd also like people to limit their exposure to that unless it's absolutely necessary that they get out and do those things.
And what about things like going out for a walk, walking your dog, going for hikes in groups? Is that okay if you're 6 feet away from each other?
Again, we're just asking people to really evaluate if they need to go out, with the understanding that you do need fresh air and you do need exercise, and the weather's beautiful right now, so people want to get outdoors. So if you need to go outdoors for your own health and sanity, yes, go outside, take a walk, walk your dog, but practice those good social distancing guidelines that have been out there for a while now. You know, maintain 6 feet from other people and try to avoid large gatherings.
Another part of that shelter-in-place, hunker-down directive was to ask businesses to take a look at their own operations and see if they can close for 14 days. Now, I know the city doesn't have the authority to tell businesses or direct businesses to close, but you're asking for businesses to kind of consider their own operations and decide if they can do this. So what should they be thinking about as they're trying to make that decision?
Okay. Yeah, as you said, I think we're starting to get up against the legal bounds of what we are able to do as a municipality. I don't think we can go tell businesses to close their door, but yes, we are strongly urging that they look at their operations and they see if they can change things around a little bit. If that means limiting the number of people in the doors or just staying closed if they're able to stay closed. It's not something we would ever want to ask any business to do, knowing that this is going to hurt their bottom line. But we're really asking for community involvement here to stop the spread of this thing if it does come to Sitka. There are essential services, like I said, groceries, pharmacies, gas, oil, fuel, that sort of thing. And a lot of businesses have cooperated already by changing their services to, let's say, takeout or delivery for food. Grocery stores, some of them have separate hours for high-risk people to shop. So they've been very cooperative thus far. And we're just asking them again to take a look and see if they can close the doors for a while or just look at how they run their operations and see if they can help.
And when I spoke to you last week about what Sitkins should be doing to sort of prevent the spread of the coronavirus, you said, continue continue doing what Sitkins have already been asked to do and what you've seen people doing, which is making a lot of changes to day-to-day life. How does this, hunker down directive differ from what we were doing, a week or two ago, versus what we could be maybe asked to do in the future?
Well, as I said, I think we are we're doing well at maintaining some social distancing. We're getting better at avoiding group gatherings. But this shelter in place, this hunker down is really our last bit of urging, our strongest recommendation we can make for people to just not expose themselves to other people or gather together if they don't have to. There are certain things that we can and can't do as a municipality, and nobody can force people to stay in their house. And we receive calls and emails every day, multiple calls and emails every day, asking for us to shut the airport down or to have mandatory screening in effect. And those are things that we can't do as a city. But to listen to those calls and to watch out for the safety of the public, we're just asking people to stay indoors if they can stay indoors, and limit those group gatherings if they can, and keep practicing the social distancing, and just try to stop the spread of this thing.
How are you feeling about how Sitka has responded so far to these directives? Again, that for many people, it's like unlike anything we've ever seen, I think.
Mm-hmm. I think Sitka's done great so far. As you know, we still have no confirmed cases here. I think everybody's done a great job of maintaining the social distancing, limiting group gatherings, and really listening to the state and local mandates and guidelines that are put out. We're going to continue working hard as a city to keep people safe here. And the latest shelter-in-place, hunkering-down recommendation is just one last step to urge citizens to see if they can get just a little bit better and try to prevent the spread of the virus if it does get into Sitka. And just as a reminder, I'd like to tell people that if they would like to get more information or if they have any questions about what we are doing, they can contact us on our public information officer line. That is 747-1899, or they can email at tio@cityofsitka.org.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me this morning. I've been speaking with City Administrator John Leach about the recent strong advisory advising Sitkins to shelter in place. You can read more about that and read the press release from the city on our website at kcaw.org. Thank you again for talking to me.
Thank you for having me, Catherine.